A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What's your favorite type of smile on a woman?
What time of the day is it?
Morning time.
I don't even know if I like smiles in the morning, bro. It scares me. What did you wake up knowing that I don't know?
Yeah, that's a little.
You're not getting a smile like that. You're getting a smirk. Or unless she's about to break out with you.
See what I'm saying? She might have seen something. She's waiting for you to just.
You woke up to a smile. You like, yo, why are you so...
I want to know what's... We went to sleep at the same time.
No, but I mean a type of smile. Like, there's different smiles. Like, we were talking earlier. Okay. Like I like the side tooth smile. Mm. I like the side gap.
You was giving hell to the women with side gap.
No, that's a different type of gap. That means she's missing a side tooth.
Oh, gotcha.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not. No, Tweet has a side gap. Like, she has a
but
side
you could
tooth.
Fit a small tooth.
No, you can't.
It just depends on the person. I know people that got little teeth.
I appreciate it.
I know somebody with a little tooth that you can fit.
Right, a little tooth. So, where would that little tooth go in this mouth full of big teeth?
You never know.
Right
you
in between know. That little, there goes my shirt up over. Right there.
Y'all going
there. Oh, my.
Yo.
Are you fans of gaps?
Ooh, Keisha Cole gap. I wish she never closed it.
I 1,000% agree with you.
I agree.
Some gaps let you know
she from the
I
churches.
Need that. When it closed up, it just looked too like
everybody else.
But we know you had a gap for years and now it's just filled. Like
bitch, who are you?
Who are you?
Yo. Okay. Yo. My favorite smile.
Sandy
from SpongeBob.
What if Sandy from SpongeBob got her teeth fixed?
That'd be weird, right?
I mean, she looked like all the bitches I just seen in LA this past week.
Where were you?
In and out, baby.
I saw you.
In and out.
You didn't see me.
In and out like the hamburgers.
In and out.
Saw you.
No pun intended.
In and out like a drop. I saw you.
You did not see me.
I saw you.
Where you seen me?
I'm there.
Well, I went home. I wasn't.
You didn't go
out.
You definitely called me to go out, though.
Because I thought that was the only spot I'm going to go to.
You say, yo.
Is it late tonight?
I said.
My boy said, I'm on the flight tonight. I said, bet. So I'm staying in the house.
Lord.
Yeah, I heard it was good, though. Should have went. Everybody went. Lil Nas, all of them went.
I'm not going that shit by myself.
Julian went. I think Julian went after he almost killed himself.
I seen. Shout out to Julian.
He had a moment where the door, like, we all have these glass doors for the shower.
Yeah.
And I guess he thought he was locked in the shower and he panicked. Like, he had a moment. Mind you, all our he doesn't have the same room I have in our, like, we have, like, you know, we have the two cribs connected next to each other. Oh. He doesn't have the same bathroom I do. My shower's, like, bigger and shit, but his has the same door. So I guess it got stuck from, like, the
condensation or something.
I was actually about to say that word. And, he said he panicked and was like, ah!
And he punched through the door.
Whole arm went through.
I hate big niggas, bro.
Son,
a nigga my size would have had to think about it. Like, do I really want to punch through this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't have to do that. He's like, yo, no. The funniest thing he said was,
now when you tweeted,
he was butt naked. I say, yo, butt naked screaming for your life is crazy. I've never been ass naked scared.
I don't think I've ever been scared for my life, though.
Ass naked?
I mean, no, I've been scared.
I've been scared for my life, but ass naked?
I've been ass naked and scared for my life. Not screaming, though. This girl, it was the first time I had sex naked. And this girl dad came home.
Oh, wow.
I was shook.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And my clothes were like we thought we was in a movie or some shit. So like my clothes are like scattered everywhere. So I'm looking for these big ass academic jeans.
Yo.
With the letters?
With the letters. And I'm looking for my fucking polo shirt. And I'm like looking for the shit. And like she's just like, Mousy, you gotta get out. I'm like, bitch.
I'm trying to.
Where are my underwear?
It's like the movie when you jumping out the window. You probably was in Long Island half naked.
I definitely was on Long Island. No, I was butt.
Like yo, can you find my underwear? I know it's in your twin bed somewhere. Like,
I literally so sat outside of her window. I had my jeans on with no drawers. I had my jeans on with no drawers, and I was like, I had no shirt on, and I'm just sitting outside her window like this.
Free balling.
That's definitely happened to me before.
And so I'm just sitting.
Like, left draws, you talk left
about
draws.
You talking about scared for your life? I'm thinking this nigga's gonna murder me.
Oh wow,
murder
probably
me.
Probably a fan.
Wow. Now,
yeah.
He'd be like, oh, we're not hip hop, though.
Popped in the room. Here's Mouse Jones.
No.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back.
No, I've never been like scared. Naked is scary, bro. Imagine you can't something chasing you butt ass. Like, oh, so the first thing
I'm scared my balls is gonna.
But after you get over this, because this only gonna last for 2 seconds.
Absolutely, I don't care.
Then it's just shit swinging all over.
Yeah, I don't care.
And he was in the shower, so it's a wet naked scare.
You
probably got suds on you. Broken glass in your arm.
Broken glass.
Everywhere. Pissing on the table. You know they just don't care. Can't take the noise. Can't take the smell.
Son.
That ass. But yeah, shout out to Drew. Hope all is well.
Yeah, man.
Get back to be safe.
Yeah.
But seeing a 6'2", 6'1", however tall Julian is.
Too tall for that
big
dumb
nigga.
Shit.
Naked and screaming. It's just a picture in my head that.
It never leaves.
I didn't understand it until he said it. Like, yo, I was panicking. But I was like, so wait. I was like, you was butt ass panicking? He was like, yes. I said, oh my God. Butt ass panicking with blood? Oh.
Let's start the show. Let's start the show. I'm about to throw up. Welcome back. Woo. Welcome back. Happy Monday. If you hear us, if you see us, you don't have to touch your screen. It's not a hologram. All three of us are here.
It's real.
Hi. All three of us is here. Ryan, Mac, and Mouse, we are here.
Hi.
We are here. What's going on, my brothers?
Feeling good, man. You know, God is good.
All the time.
You know, lot of updates that we can't talk about until contracts are signed. But, you know, God is great. God is great.
This is true.
The words of Mac, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That had me crying.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know I don't listen to this shit at all. It just comes out. I happened to listen to y'all last week. And it always bothered me in my head. I'm like, nigga, never finished the word.
He never.
But I'm thinking,
hallelujah.
But you always go with it. So I'm thinking maybe it's just some blood shit.
I just know.
No. I don't know. I'm like, yo, they going with it, so.
Nah, bro. It just dawned on me last week. I was like.
This nigga,
you don't finish. You just don't finish.
Whenever you say it, I think you're talking about Kalaloo.
What?
Like, food?
Like, oh my God, Kalaloo is just coming around.
Kalaloo is fire, by the way.
Low key. You ever had a Kalaloo patty? Like the little beef patties that instead
of. Did they have them at the juice bar?
Yes, sir.
They got them around the corner.
Yes, sir.
They got them around the corner.
I know what you're talking about.
By the crib. Yeah, this is mad good. Make sure you follow us on social media at Guys Next Door Pod. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. Officially, if you don't see a video, not this week, we'll give you next week. If you don't see a video next week, you can hit this guy. Don't bother nobody else. Bother Mac. Flood his DM.
Oh, yeah, Mac is now taking over.
Mac has said he's going to handle it.
So Mac got signed to YouTube. He just did a YouTube deal. Shout out to my man, Mac. YouTube day,
we call him
the videos.
We call him YouTuber Choney.
Yeah.
He doing that shit, you know.
Pray for me, y'all.
Shout out to him.
So, yeah. So, bother him. Don't bother us. Also, make sure you subscribe and sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. I think that's everything. I want to talk this week. We can talk about a bunch of stuff, but I definitely want to ask
you
y'all.
You want to talk this week?
I want to talk this week. It's,
whatever.
It's a podcast, right? Cool.
I mean, you know, that's what we're here for.
What are y'all guys' favorite pop songs?
Pop songs.
What are pop songs that like forever will be in your heart?
I think just because of what it is, I guess the movie that it was in and all of that stuff. Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces passing, I'm homebound.
Classic. But is that a young nigga? Is that a black pop classic?
I think all black people know it. I think so. Okay,
no,
so
you don't know.
Okay, so then let's ask this question first.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Let's ask this question first. What is considered a black pop classic?
Ones that are just in, they sneak in black movies that we just know it just because it's. I think if we know a pop song from some black shit, it's a black pop song.
Mm. Like what? What's the song?
Like that.
Okay.
We saw White Chicks.
Yeah.
Facts. We would have never, they could have put any song in there and it would have been the same thing that black people like, yo.
But the thing is, you know, with our culture, it's so damn sneaky that we literally all have lived the same life. So like when we do trap karaoke, I do a segment where I just play random white song. Everybody know every single one.
Yep, pretty much.
So it's like, nigga, it don't even gotta be sneaking in our culture. We be finding it.
We know it.
And then we act like
that's 1,000 miles, right?
Yeah.
1,000 miles.
Vanessa Carlson.
Right? Okay. So that's one.
That's his. That's not mine.
What's yours?
I went to a white school.
Oh, so you.
I went to a white school too.
Oh.
I don't know how long you went there.
I went. I
college. When I can I.
Oh, no, college,
I
didn't. College.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've never seen the inside of a college.
You talk about college.
I mean, I've seen the inside of a few college women too.
Dorms are different than classrooms. Dorms are different than classrooms.
Wow. I'm talking about the women.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You didn't go in the classroom though.
Yes, I did.
You didn't go to the bars.
I didn't go to the bars.
That's the biggest thing at a white school. There's more clubs now at schools around, mm-hmm. but like when it was all bars. Especially like the white people love bars.
I was going to say, especially at Purdue.
Yo, we had some shit called.
It's probably sounding like mad racist.
No.
Patties.
No, it was. It's
O'Malley's.
A day. It's called
O'Malley's.
I forgot what the day was called, but every home game at our school, the bars would open up at like 5 a.m. And they put newspapers, or 5:36, whatever. It'd still be dark. They put newspapers on the windows, so when you go in there, it feels like it's still dark outside. And everybody has to dress up like it's Halloween. Every home football game.
That's
so
fire.
You'll see Mario. You'll see everything. And it's like 6 in the morning. Then when you leave the bar to go to the game at like 9:30, 10, or whatever, it's so bright outside, you just don't know where you are. Like, so that's
niggas is disoriented. In the crowd in a Mario suit, talk about woo! Let's go Purdue!
So to say that in those moments of Purdue, I think one of the greatest white songs.
Go ahead.
Sweet Caroline.
Ooh, what? Neil Diamond? Hey,
I heard that song in Miami this past weekend and was like, they're not doing it. They weren't doing it justice. Ba, ba,
ba. Yo, that. In a white bar,
goes nuts.
So good. They wild on the table, and it's just like, all right. That's like us when you hear some Pop Smoke, you hear some Bobby Shmurda.
Bam!
That's how white people like this. When those songs come on, white people don't look at us like, what are y'all doing? They look like this. What is that? And that's how I looked at white people when Sweet Caroline comes on, until I started joining.
I'm going to tell y'all the record I'm going to choose.
Mm-hmm. You got?
I'm gonna put all of those to rest.
No, okay, not that. Sweet Caroline,
white record. Record by this little group called NSYNC.
I'm about to say that's the only thing.
Bye bye. Fucking bye.
Bye bye bye.
Bye bye bye.
Yo, I was telling niggas today.
What about
niggas really have balls?
What about I Want It That Way?
Nah, I already went through this.
That's Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys, and I already went through this today.
Yeah,
I already went through this today. The bigger song is Bye Bye Bye.
Bye Bye Bye, for sure.
It peaked, it charted higher.
No, it definitely does
chart. I'm actually
looking right now.
It charted number 4 on the Hot 100.
I'm looking right now at the
I
top
Want It That
5.
Way only charted at number 6.
Wow.
I said top white song anthems.
Bye Bye Bye.
Bye 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 is one.
It's the smoker.
Mr. Brightside?
Mr. Brightside, what is that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know that one, but I do know the... haven't you ever heard of closing the goddamn door? Sugar, we going down or something?
Oh, yeah.
No. I heard you. How many people never heard of closing the goddamn door?
Who is that?
I'm telling you.
This is Sugar, we're going down.
Who is it?
Panic at the Disco.
But they was
Sugar, we going down. That's Fall Out Boy.
They was a little... What was they?
It was close to the spectrum with us.
It was not.
They knew us. They knew us. They had some black
Panic at the Disco?
Yeah, they had some black No, I think you're thinking of Paramore.
No, I'm thinking of Panic at the Disco.
Because niggas love Paramore. That first Paramore album is a slapper.
Panic at the Disco, they had a little, you know.
Yeah, they did.
I want to just tell you.
Let me see. Panic at the Disco.
Bye, Bye, Bye might be a rap song. I'm not going to hold you.
Hey, they were going crazy.
Nigga, when I tell you the
lyrics.
I'm
not going to lie to you. They was going crazy. But you got to remember, that's Justin Timberlake, dog. It's Justin Timberlake.
Not JC was singing
lead. I was about to say, and JC. That's literally what I was about to say.
Boy, JC Chazé is a bad motherfucker.
JC is a...
You remember he had that one?
Was it with 702?
Yeah. Or was it with, no. Black.
Black.
Well, when he said, baby, bring it. He said, do you like my baggy jeans, my thug appeal?
I said, JC, you better chill the fuck out.
Now, look, my nigga said, I'm doing this tonight. You're probably going to start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on. I loved you endlessly
when you weren't there for me. The Shaq bubble.
So now it's time to leave and make it alone. Uh-huh. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
I want to see you out that door, baby. Bye, bye, bye. Nah, get out of here. Not playing. Hey, that's the real move. Hey,
you know what I ain't no lie.
Baby, bye, bye, bye. Y'all not telling there's rappers that we love that don't have better verses.
They don't.
Verse one into the bridge.
That shit was crazy.
Into the pre-hook.
Not gonna lie. That was actually a
little. Y'all not gonna tell me. You can't name me five rappers that got something better than that.
Five rappers that got something better than that? Don't do that.
Give me five rappers that got something better than
that.
You
mean right now?
Hove, all five?
Hove.
Oh, okay, then that wins.
Hove.
Jay.
Hove.
Jigga.
Dylon.
I just want to show. But
Super High Five.
Oh, nah, we fronting. Niggas is fronting. Niggas acting like Mandy Moore before she was short, before she was Rebecca.
I don't even remember her.
Sweet Like Candy? You don't remember Sweet Like Candy?
I remember the songs more than I remember the person.
Mandy Moore has Sweet Like Candy Boy. LFO. LFO.
Who sang?
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Ooh, big time.
LFO had it.
That was a big time song.
Slaps.
What about Avril Lavigne?
Avril.
Why you gotta go and make things so complicated?
I fucked with Z100.
No,
Z100 played records, bro.
You know I had no choice.
Yeah,
I was on Long Island. I had no choice.
You used to go to Jingle Ball. What's it called?
I never went to Jingle Bells. I did want to work at 106.1, though.
No, I did want to go to Jingle Bells one time.
Nah, I never wanted to go to Jingle
Bells.
Whenever NSYNC was headliners was the only time I wanted to go to Jingle Bells.
I was in like K through six, I was in a private school with a whole bunch of white people, and they would always go. That would be like their thing.
Yeah.
Like, yo, we're going to Jingle Bells. I'd be like, damn, which one of y'all white niggas invited me?
Nah, no.
They invited me places. It's not
there. I wanted to go there so bad because growing up on the bus, that's all they was playing. They wasn't playing Hot 97 until we was in like middle school, until you had like a black bus driver. So growing up, that's all I heard was Z100. 106.1 BLI. That's all I heard, so. I wanted to work at BLI so bad. I was like, oh, I'm beat up.
Who else had OD records?
You know, it was another good record that, and I think it's just been super, not played out, but
Ricky Martin
played
it
a lot.
Ricky Martin had a bop.
Ricky Martin, he did. He's pop.
Ricky Martin,
right?
Ricky
That's
Martin.
Pop. Right?
I would give him pop. Upside
inside out, living la vida loca. Oh, I got one. Mambo number five.
Oh, yeah.
Mambo number five.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of...
That nigga was talking about fucking.
Yeah.
200%.
Wow. It's Mambo number five.
So that's like his fifth joint?
That day?
Probably.
Maybe say Mambo. I don't know. Is what?
He was on some spicy.
What's time? Mambo mean?
He was on spicy.
It's a dance.
Mambo. Oh. So that's what Nick Cannon was talking about. Mambo.
Yeah,
that's what
the mumble.
A little bit of, yeah, he was hoeing.
Yeah, he was hoeing.
He was hoeing.
Big hoeing.
You talking about
who else that slapped? J-Lo.
Oh, you know.
When she finally went. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What you doing?
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Where you going?
Listening.
I'm real as a pop song. I know we try and claim it. I know we try and claim it as an R&B hip hop.
That is Ja Rule on that record.
You know you love me.
You heard what 50 said.
I don't know if it's as pop as we've been talking.
That's what I'm saying. It's not as would pop it, as would all it the small things.
Would it fall into Z100 and shit? Yes.
All
but
the small
is it
things.
As pop as Bye Bye Bye? And
that's what I'm saying. All the small things.
All the small things. And them niggas, I'm going to tell you why I like them. Because them niggas was smoking all the boy bands.
Yes, they were.
I like anybody that's being chaotic.
Yes, they were.
What about, what's his name? Tiger's cousin.
With Gym Class Heroes.
Gym Class Heroes.
Take a look at my girlfriend.
Oh, take Travis.
She's the only one I got.
Yo, nah, yeah.
That's pop.
That was a record. That was a record.
But that's like later pop. Like the golden era of pop was kind of done by that point.
I don't know. That was in there.
We were in high school when that record came out.
Were we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were. Definitely were.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think our like the peak generation of pop was when that machine was going, when we were. Like TRL was brand
That's
new.
That's when they thought white.
Oh, the only
white music
song
would be the best thing in the world.
The only song that could possibly come close to me to Sweet Caroline, "Don't Stop Believing," Journey.
How go? I don't think I've heard.
Don't stop believing.
What? Oh,
wow.
Yes. Yes, that's that.
Wow.
They play those. Those coincide.
Got one.
Those coincide.
I got one that might trump that.
What?
What's the record? Is the Apollo 13 soundtrack?
And I don't wanna
I miss you.
I don't really count that as pop to me.
To me,
it's
just a white people slap.
It sounds country.
Let me see. Speaking of,
not gonna lie to y'all. Greatest song made by a white person.
Matter of fact, that's a rock song. I can hear that.
Greatest song ever made by a white person. Tennessee Whiskey.
Tennessee Whiskey?
Tennessee Whiskey. I bet you didn't even know that was a white guy that sung it.
Probably not.
What's that?
You never I'm about to play. This shit right here is a slapper.
What's his name had some fire ass
Who?
What's the white dude that used to make all the fire R&B joint?
Are you talking about Bobby Caldwell?
There's a couple white people that I never knew were white that made songs.
See? Everybody be singing this and niggas be thinking this is a black person.
Speed it up.
Yeah.
Speed this white man up.
Oh, yeah, he wildin'. I already heard his voice.
You hear him?
He wildin'.
He a nigga.
I thought so.
By default.
Liquor was the only thing.
He's country.
Hold on. We're not gonna play I know we're talking about a specific time zone, but we're not gonna play like one of the best pop songs ever.
It's just the gradual. All
right, bro.
All right,
Mac. Nigga went to last year.
No, he's because he's a self satisfying prick.
Oh, I was in the video. I was the main guy.
I've
talked to you about that. What was that call like?
It was nuts.
Like, yo, Adele wants you to be in the video.
It was nuts.
You was on 90210 at this time, or this was after?
No, this is
after.
This is after New York A Love Story.
Yeah,
oh, right.
Like,
right.
This is like
this is L.A.
Yeah, we I think randomly, me and Dale came home for we came to New York for a second. My managers at the time, they called me. They said, so Tristan, you know, we got this call in. I don't know how you feel about doing music videos. I was like, you know, depends on who the video is. You know, let me know what's up. They were like, the director wants to speak to you. I was like, well, if they got to you, then it must be actually somebody. So yeah, let's get on the call. And I got on the phone with the director, FaceTime. It was like a Skype with the director. His name is Xavier Dolan. Shout out to Xavier, man. And nigga, he got on the phone. He was like, yeah, you know, I'm working with an artist. You might know her. Her name is Adele. I said,
rolling in the deep.
He said, yeah, man. You know, we kept on trying to figure out who we wanted to get for, you know, she's about to come out with her newest single. She's trying to figure out who's going to be the lead guy in her video. And we kept going back and forth on who to get. And I kept on saying, we need to, instead of just getting somebody who nobody knows, we need to get somebody who's a really good actor. And I've been a fan of yours from The Wire. I love what you've been doing. And I was like, oh, man, thank you, bro. Shit is crazy. And he was like, yo, she, and as soon as I brought your name up to her, she was like, oh, my God, I loved him from 90210.
In it, bro.
She said, I loved him from 90210.
I loved The Wire.
So, fun fact as well, one of Odell's very first placements in America, like placement on in America television, was on 90210.
I'm not surprised.
That's far.
So
you were like her first
black man?
Wow. I'm not doing this with you.
You know what's crazy?
I'm not going to do this with you.
I mean, they might fire me for this, but first taste of a nigga. Like, thoughts of a colored man, first taste of a nigga.
Yo, Rich Paul has you to think.
We're not doing this today. Okay. We're not going to do this.
Oh, when it's Mac, you know, we're not tomorrow, guys.
But we're talking about the past, man. We're talking about the past.
So
he ain't give a fuck about me calling people Ramadanian,
Ramadanian
is wild. It's
Yo,
wild,
do you
bro.
Know how many people hit me with like? I didn't know that's not what they were called. I was like, me neither.
Yo, did you seen the meme? It was like, yo, these niggas on Close Friends eating bacon during Ramadan is crazy.
Son, wild.
Son, nigga, to have that is retarded.
I seen a few of y'all eating on Close Friends, though. I ain't gonna add no name. I seen a few of y'all not eating bacon, but I seen a few of y'all eating during sunup. Mm-hmm. I wasn't gonna
I seen them too.
I seen it. Y'all niggas was eating during sunup.
I seen them.
My nigga Mac turned the plate down.
Legit.
As you should.
Thank you, brother.
My brother.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was fun.
No, but yeah, that was. No, yeah, that was
let's get
crazy.
Out of here before Matt gets in trouble.
Please.
Matt, you want to bring something up. You wanted to bring something to the table.
I just wanted to have a conversation with you guys. I've been talking to a few other people, just kind of you know, as a married man, you're always trying to find ways to be better, do better. And with that comes introspection, and it comes looking at the way that we have dealt with relationships in the mm-hmm. past and even today. So I want to know, what are the rules of engagement when it comes to a relationship? Like, are there I'm really want to, and I'm asking you guys because I feel like you guys are the guys that I could bounce the ideas off the best,
right?
Besides my therapist.
I'm Mac Wallace. I'm better than you.
I want to know, like, are there rules to relationships? And if there are, do the rules change when you, like, depending on the level of relationship?
There's so many rules. Especially with me, there's so many rules.
Is it a situation-based type thing? Like, is it like you can't use every single rule for every single relationship? I feel like I've been out of the game for a while, so I feel like I should ask two guys who.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, what?
Hmm? Yeah,
but you guys are. I'm not in the game anymore.
My console is off. I don't.
I don't play.
I've been playing same video game for a while.
Technology's not been my thing lately.
I've been playing the same video game for a while. Thank you very much.
Nigga, talk about he playing Hangman. What are we talking about?
Snake.
Nigga said you got the Nokia block over there.
No internet. We're not doing that. But
remember the Nokia blocks, man?
I hated it. I used it as a weapon.
What?
Snake all day.
I put it in a sock and I crushed the nigga goddamn skull.
Everybody had a Nokia.
Everybody.
Yo, I put that shit in a sock.
Put the numbers in.
I put
that
shit in a sock. I was in fifth grade. And they kept talking shit on the bus. So, all right. I took my sock off. I put the block in there. See that shit. Wound that shit up like this. Like I was fucking David or somebody. Wang cracked this nigga shit, right? He went from
Wang is a crazy sound.
That is a crazy sound.
Yo, as soon as I open this shit, I'm thinking the phone gonna be broke.
Oh yeah, the phone was
perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
The only thing that probably happened was, you remember the case can come off because you changed the colors of the joint. Shit probably just slid off.
Everything was fine.
Everything was fine.
He was fucked. Shit leaking.
I mean, that's what happens.
I'm suspended for bad months.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're in fifth grade and hit somebody in the head with a goddamn brick.
The point of the matter is,
so you were saying
there's so many rules to being in a relationship.
The rule for us, since we're
in the game.
Yeah, like
sports.
I want to know.
Get a load of Madden over here.
No, because I think a lot of times we kind of
right.
I think a lot of times we kind of get caught up just thinking that there are things in relationships that we have to do versus the things that we are versus the things that we do that are that we feel sometimes I guess can come out of the kindness of our heart.
I have to do the only thing I have to do is everything I feel. That's my only rule.
Mm.
The only thing I have to do in a relationship is everything I feel.
Explain.
So, as we have spoke about at length on this podcast, I don't believe in reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crutch. It's transactional. Everything I do for you, I'm doing because I want to do for you. Nothing is because
I think something's coming back for it.
Right. Like, if you do some shit for me, I'm not going. I'm not doing it for you. Like, all right, that's what you did for me, bitch. You better. And what I do for you ain't because I'm expecting you to do something back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I do believe in you appreciate. I do believe in appreciation. So if I'm just doing shit and you ain't doing nothing at all, I'm like, oh, this bitch, she don't appreciate me. I'm out.
Mm.
So the only thing, I mean, outside of safety, right? Like, I mean, I think that goes without saying. Like, you have to protect your woman. Yeah. Like, you have to, you know, be a provider and be a safe space and a safe haven. You have to do that. That's the rule. Other than that, the only thing I have to do is everything I want to do.
Hmm.
I feel like every relationship is different. I can't bring stuff to everyone that I would bring to certain people. Like, I've had relationships where I know certain things would bother a person if I did this, but I've been in relationships where the same shit didn't bother them. True. So I gotta understand you as a partner and what you like and what you don't like. And that doesn't change my rules. That just gets me to know you a little better.
It just changes the rules of engagement.
Absolutely. I just gotta know how to, because my rules are gonna stay the same.
Yeah.
But I have to know how to approach them to you. I gotta know how to bring it to the table. So with certain, I don't think I have like a specific rule in my head. Like, I have like a list of rules. But there's certain things I like and there's certain things I don't like and there's certain things I want you to understand why I don't like them. And there's certain things that I want you to understand, like, I fuck with this and this is the reason why I fuck with this.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have, the first thing with that is communication. If you can't communicate with that person, if you don't know their communication signals and signs.
Their language, yeah.
Yeah, it gets tricky with that rule shit because it's like.
It does, because rules change though. I can have a rule, like a firm rule, like, oh, I don't do this shit ever. And then as I start fucking with the person, I'm like, you know what? It's actually not that bad. Like,
you know, I will spit in your butt.
Yeah. I will suck a fart.
One rule,
show.
Keep your tongue out my ass.
I will suck that.
That's a rule all across.
You said I will suck a fart out your ass.
Yeah, like keep everything out my butt. Fingers, spit, don't even look at my ass. Don't touch my ass. Like,
what about that time?
There is no time. There's no time.
He was like,
I no.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That was you and Reggie. I had nothing to do with that.
That was Reggie. I didn't.
That was both of y'all. Both of you like, you was talking about the fucking leg.
Nah,
scoot. A little scoot up.
Yeah. Scoot,
scoot, scoot, scoot, scoot. So shout out to the year one of podcasting.
A little scoot layup. Scoot Jardine.
Scoop Jardine.
Matt, continue with your topic, please.
Oh, man. But you brought up a good point. And I guess my question is...
Lefty.
Even with the mentality of, you know, what I... my only rule is to do as I feel, mm-hmm. right? What does appreciation look like?
Ooh. God, oh, now, there we go. Now we potting. What does appreciation look like?
I feel like that all depends on how you were raised in your household. Some people know.
Yes and no, but yeah.
I mean, yes, definitely yes.
Because you have
no,
like your unlearning process.
Some people never learn that in their household.
Mm-hmm. To show appreciation.
Yeah, yeah. So that is a yes and no, because some people never had it, but some people saw it, and some people saw someone not giving it at all. You know what I'm saying? So that you could see, like, yo, I know my pops appreciates my mom, but that nigga never kisses her or hugs her or
I know he appreciates beautiful. It because he comes home.
I know he appreciates it. He comes home and, you know, he pays the bills and whatever he's doing, but, like, I don't want to appreciate my woman the way my dad appreciated my mom.
So now you see why I say yes and no, because there's the yet, like, you learn it in the house, but then you also unlearn from what you learn in the house to like formulate your own opinion.
But it's all learning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be a negative or a positive, but you're learning a way to express yourself to somebody you love based on the fact
If you take the time to learn.
Based on the fact of what I seen around me, my family, my friends, everything, you put all that together and it's either what you want or what you don't want.
I think the shit with that is so weird because, like, appreciation really is, it's not as subjective as we try and make, but then it's not as objective as we would love, as we would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's like a gut feeling. You know when you're appreciated. You may not be able to show it or like, I've never heard anybody like really explain how they feel appreciated. I've heard them say like, oh, well, you know, I get flowers in it. Is that really showing you're appreciated? Like, right? Like, a nigga could give you flowers because you cook him dinner and all that shit.
Nigga,
but
a
like,
nigga could give you flowers that's, like, literally on it. Like, okay, I got to get flowers every 2 weeks.
Right. Is that really showing that he appreciates you?
Depending. I feel like if somebody just buys flowers just to buy flowers, it's one thing. But if you know that person and you know, like, maybe I'm a nigga that didn't give flowers a lot throughout the majority of my life. But then when I started to give flowers, I learned that, damn, niggas don't be doing this shit. And the fact that I did it, it sets me apart from everything else. So now I might like doing that. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's still weird because, like, I think women make it easy for us to learn how to appreciate them. But we don't know how to appreciate ourselves as men. So we don't know how to even begin to communicate how to feel appreciated by women.
I agree.
Oh, I like flowers.
Don't send me no fucking plants.
I like gifts.
I'm about to say, you know, it's gotten to a real space where I was like, for a long time, you were right. I didn't understand how to appreciate myself. And I think to a certain extent, I still don't. You know, I think I'm still learning. We were doing something on when we were doing the play, and one of the things that constantly came up in our conversations was we don't know how to accept gratitude. Mm. And I think that's just something us as Black men, we never really take time to fully understand how to accept gratitude. We'll take somebody saying something crazy about us way quicker than we can take anybody saying something like nice and appreciative,
right?
Because
we're not
stuff.
Used to it.
We're not used to it.
Haters. We used to niggas talking shit.
Expecting that.
Yes, that's on the front line. Like, yo, you not like when a nigga comes up to you, he's like, yo, yeah, you getting all this money, yo? You got all the bitches. Like, yo, what's up? It's like, yo, bro, what?
Yeah.
What next? Like, what are we talking about
now? What?
Like now that's me for now. Like, it's been me for a while, but like people are like, yo, Ron, you got where the girls at? You guys girls? I'm like, yeah, I do. But where are we going now?
Now what? Where did the conversation go?
Yo, you getting all this money? What's up? Okay.
Now what?
I'm getting all this money. You don't. And I just accepted shit that, I mean, we're perceived as getting this and getting that. And I just have just owned it. Like, fuck it. Even if it's not true, who am I to tell you? You're not going to not believe me if I be like, I don't got no money. You're going to be like, yeah, whatever. You're lying. So I'm just embrace it. But then I want to know, like, okay, conversation done. What's next? Where are we going?
Can you move now?
Yeah, like,
it's just weird because, like, if you don't know how to appreciate yourself, you'll never be able to actually feel appreciated, even if you are appreciated, right? Because it's not as simple as someone saying, oh, I appreciate you.
It's not.
Right? Like, I was having this conversation the other night with Shorty, and it was like, yo, if you appreciated me, like I did all the things you was asking me to do. I did that. And then I was like, oh, you don't appreciate it. So now I'm going to stop doing it because I'm not a goof.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to stop doing it. Now I'm going to deal with you differently. Oh, but I did appreciate it. No, because you did specific things that made to show me that you didn't appreciate it. Because appreciation is just as much as what you won't do as what you will do.
Yeah.
If you appreciate me, then there's certain shit you're just not going to do. Like, I appreciate y'all brotherhood and y'all friendship, so there's just certain things I'm not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
there's things I will do.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing. And I don't think, and I don't know why, but I don't think that same thought process is given to men from women.
So what does appreciation look like for you guys?
I mean, first, the two top things for to appreciate me is to even understand how to appreciate me. It's first, communication.
Mm-hmm.
And second, just listen. It's not always about me. It's not always about you. Sometimes it's just a middle ground where you're just talking, but don't just talk and not hear anything else.
Because
once you do that, then it's like you don't, like you said, like how do you appreciate me if I'm telling you the things that I like and I don't like? And you keep doing the shit that I don't like, and you keep not doing the things that I like. How are you appreciating how I feel? Like, and I'm not saying go crazy. Yo, I love Rolex. I love go by. It's like, nah, like there might be something. Yeah, honestly.
It could be something simple.
I love whatever it is. Water, wife beaters, socks, whatever it is. And you just don't, my birthday come up and you just don't even listen or any, don't even listen to things that I said. And you go get some other big ass gift. And I'm just like, yo, I don't. You don't listen. And women hate that too.
Yeah.
Because women throw out more signals than we do.
I don't know if that's true. I think they're just more blatant.
They're
more vocal.
We'll say stuff, but it won't even be in a conversation with them. Like, we'll have a conversation. I'll be talking to you and my lady be there. And I'll be like, yo, them Jordans, I need those. That shit will go over her head.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I don't even think it goes over her head.
No, she's just not.
I don't even think it goes
like
permeates.
It goes, it's like,
like, it's like, oh, he wants him. Well, he's going to get him himself. I don't know. Boom.
No. Look, the first thing she's going to say is, you don't need no more sneakers. Bitch.
They,
but if I hear you
talking. I do need more sneakers.
But if I hear you talking to your girl like, yo, I would love to go on this wine tour and
go to the fucking ball.
And then, see. Snakes crazy.
Go tour the fucking ball.
But then
if I gotta get my own sneakers, you got to tour the fucking ball.
Yo.
But niggas will hear shit like that and we'll be like, oh, I know she wanna do this. So let me figure out a way that I can
set it up.
And I'll say it to your face, yo, this shit fire, right, baby? I like this. Does not wheel in the crib. Mm. Does not. There's a process, not, right?
Yeah, for me, I think it's so many things that, once again, I don't know. I can't say for sure I know what appreciation looks like. I just know what appreciation doesn't look like. I know what it doesn't feel like. You know, for me, it's like, I didn't know how much important gift giving was until I got older.
Mm-hmm.
Like, over, like, the past, like, three and a half, 4 years,
you're right.
I've realized, like, I got to get me gifts. I got to get me shit, and I got to get you shit.
And you ain't getting shit.
And I don't get nothing.
And
I don't get shit.
No, I get shit because I get my own shit.
I gotta get shit from somebody. I gotta buy my own shit and I gotta buy you shit. It's like a child.
Bro, can I tell y'all how weird this shit is? None of the women I've ever been with.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But
they
do that.
Think about what you said before.
None of the women I've ever been with do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the women that I don't want to be with, that are so willing to
pour
and just go outside of themselves and do. But the women I've been with, it's like, it's a struggle.
Pulling teeth.
And then when I do get it, I'm like.
But you've done, because at that point in time, when you get it from the person you want and you're pushing the agenda so much that it finally comes around in your mind, you're thinking like, are you really doing this for you? Or are you doing this for me? Like, I don't want, like you said, I don't want you doing shit just because you know it's going to make me happy and it's not really what you want to do, but fuck it. I'm with him and I just want to, I don't want that type. I want you to genuinely want to do shit.
That's it.
That's it. And if you don't want to do it, express to me like, yo, I don't.
No, you ain't even got to express to me. I can understand it. Yeah, once I read it, I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, the obligation of it.
But that lets me know like, you don't want to take this over here because you're not.
Let me ask you this. Mac, how long you been with Christine for a while? Before y'all were married, before y'all was engaged for the baby, you ever paid her back?
Paid her back for what?
Anything. Like, just say, like, there was an amount of money
that she spent money on?
And you paid her back.
I don't think Christina ever had to pay for anything for me until we had Tristan.
Now, relationships take work, right? A lot of us will drop anything to go help out the people that we care about. You know, we'll go out of our way to treat other people well. But how often do we actually give ourselves the same treatment? I mean, I know over the pandemic, that was one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn. How to treat myself better. What to do with myself. So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of the most important relationship, the one that you have with yourself. Now, whether it's hitting the gym, making time for yourself, like with a haircut or even trying therapy, you are your greatest asset. So invest the time and effort into yourself like you do for other people. So for anybody out there who's looking on trying to figure out how to look out for themselves or just look for better ways to feed themselves, to pour into themselves, understand, BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist so you don't have to see anybody on camera if you don't want to. It's way more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. That's real. So why don't you give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp Online Therapy. Now, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and all of our neighbors right now, anybody in the neighborhood can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/nextdoor. That's BETTERHELP.com/nextdoor. Peace.
You do it all without breaking a sweat. Like being a boss exec to Tuesday tennis to homework. Why do the kids have so much homework? Family dinners, lunches, brunches, trips to the vet, and a weekend getaway that's anything but a getaway. And you do it all in style. Even when you have back-to-back conference calls on top of the kids' orchestra recitals, not to mention your side hustle. That's why we created the fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. With premium features like a panoramic moonroof, ample cargo space, and available massaging front seats to bring the ease of luxury to your everyday. Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX60, designed to help you take on life and all the chaos it may come with in style. Learn more at InfinityUSA.com. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
What about you, Ryan, in your relationship? You ever paid anybody back?
Have I ever paid anybody back?
Like, just...
Like, you did this for me, here's some bread back?
Or, like, y'all were out, maybe your car wasn't working.
Car was always working. Okay. No, because you're trying to bring up me. You're not saying it's like a...
Right.
Ross Abin.
Right. So I'm just saying, like...
or just anything. Anything where she spent some money on something and...
All right, let me start by saying this. I was raised by women. Independent women at that.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, my aunt, my grandfather, my grandmother. Even though my grandfather was around, I understood what he, you know. I get him, but I also really get my mom, my grandma, and my aunt. They raised me they taught me how to take care of who I want to be with, just like women in general.
Mm-hmm.
Always make sure they're good. Even if you have $10, don't ever make it look like you got $10. Always understand the moment, understand the situation.
Of course.
So, being raised by three women who did everything by themselves and had niggas try to do shit, and they're like, yo, fuck out of here. Like, I do this shit on my own. Like, at seeing that, for me, it was just like, I can't ever be, Black. I can't be those niggas I seen come around and didn't last long around my family. Like, come in and do this, or they would, my aunt or whatever, be like, yo, I know what you're good for. Like, you got bread. Like, all right, cool. Like, I knew that my aunt had the power in her relationships, my mom had the power, my grandma. And they worked for what the fuck they wanted and nobody could tell them shit. But they didn't have men to really, like, show them the path and the way of love or even just understanding that person. So me growing up around them and being around that, for me, is it was an advantage in a way of I know how to talk to women. I know how to court women. I know how to just be myself and not have to, you know, curl up in a ball in a corner when I'm around like beautiful people. So for me, it's a little different, I guess, because I understand what it is to take care of a woman. And in those situations, like, I'm not going to go somewhere I can't afford, A. Or if I can, if I'm on the borderline of can't afford, I'm going to make it, I'm going to make it out alive. And you, but I'm never going to ask you like, yo,
can I,
can you, like, especially if I ask you to, nah, I just, I can't build, I just won't go out. It's just no point in me going out.
What about you, Mouse?
Yeah, I paid women back.
See, ladies, he has paid women back.
There's a lot. Yeah, if I borrow from you, but if I take it, it's mine, bitch.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Respectfully.
I tried.
Yeah, I know. You did.
No, but it's like, I don't know. She was weird. I don't know. Like, I hit my dad and my mom, you know, and I mean, obviously, whatever they do works for them. Like, I've always thought that was weird. Like, my mom be like,
oh, you does Ubers count?
You pay somebody back for Uber?
No, like, I gave them money so they could get an Uber. Like, yo, meet me at my crib. I'm in an Uber. Yo, take the Uber. I'll just give you the money when you get here. No, right?
That does count.
How?
Because why the fuck would you? Just never mind.
But I'm saying, like,
she's... Like, I don't get it. Like, if you come to see me and you, like, and I'm just like, yo, take the Uber. I don't know. This should be weird to
But
be.
I'm saying, I've been in situations where I'm here, they're there, and it's like, yo,
just take the Uber
just
and
call
I'll give
the Uber.
The
I'll give you the bread when you get here. Like, or just, I don't feel like getting on my phone when I wake up in the morning. Call the Uber, tell me how much it is, I'll send you the bread. I don't feel like going through the app. I'd rather you control your destiny on your app than me having to be like, yo, he's outside. Yo, you in the car? Like, for what?
Just order the Uber.
Yeah, order Uber, I'll pay you back.
But why?
You want me to be real with you? I don't know.
That's why I don't get why.
I don't know.
You're with me. You're coming to see me. Why is it imperative that I pay for your...
That does bother me. I'll keep it real.
This is weird,
bro. I'll keep it real with you. That does bother me.
And it's just shit that we do.
Yeah.
Like, this is shit that we do until I don't want to do it no more.
Like, you coming to me, you're obviously, most 9 out of 10, you're eating. We're probably going somewhere. Like, whatever the case may be, I'm giving you amazing...
A good time. Just a good time.
Man, I'm busting your ass. I'm giving you a great night.
Right? A1 Perico.
A great night of pleasure. Why do I then have to pay?
I guess chivalry.
More money. Yeah, but there's a lot of independence out here now. Everybody got money.
Sure.
I see. Like, I read something the other
day. You open the door still, right?
and we
make sure they walk on the inside.
That's free shit.
So I guess
free shit. Everything you told me is free.
I guess it's a part of it.
And if I can do everything free for a lady and it makes her happy, that's dope. But when money comes in, that's when it's like a... And I'm not saying I don't do it, because of course I do it. But I seen something the other day and it was like... fuck. Just caught a brain freeze. That sucked. I'll bring it back up. But sometimes I don't like it. Having to pay.
You just be thinking about it. And like, you do it, but you're like, why the fuck? And then no lie, it kind of made me deal with you different. I'm like.
Especially if you bet like, yo, can you send that money? It's like, yo, bro, it's 25.
Son,
bro.
Son, can you send? And that's what I was getting. That shit right there irks me. Don't know why. And I don't know if we sound like quote unquote niggas with podcasts right now, but we're just three men, like literally, like
talking about the shit that
talking
we have
about
to go
the
through.
Shit that we go through, and like, so I'm just, it's like,
what?
Hey, you.
It's more of the feeling of like,
you can you imagine if we asked
why
to
does
pay
the
us
feeling
back?
Have to be? I have to pay for every second of the time I spend with you.
Unless it's your date,
unless it's
right? Unless it's
your
birthday, you out. When do we get into the point?
And that's really crazy to say, like, I'm taking you out, because that don't happen like that. That shit is one every 10, 15 times.
Bro.
If that.
It's not equal. Here goes the thing. Now, when I was married, we were broke.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit different. But you being married... Do y'all trade back and forth?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. It's gotten to a point where, and I appreciate this. I've been fortunate enough to be in other relationships as well, kind of like this, where it gets to a place where it's like, it's kind of a battle. Who's going to pay? Like, Nah, I'm going to pay. No, 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 I want to pay. No, no, move, put your card away. No, 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 put your card away. It, like, I appreciate that because it's that's like, okay, we both are that's appreciative fire. In the moment
we
of
understand
that.
That we have bills, we have this, we have that. We might have went on a trip last week. We spent $10,000. Yo, babe, let me
I got
Katie's
this.
Meals. Let me do this at least for the week. But that's a partnership.
Yeah, Christina is definitely like that. She is 200% like that. I appreciate that.
I've dated the girls where it's like the bill comes and you just be like.
And all of a sudden.
Like, like it's just.
Oh man, what a night.
And I'm just like.
Yeah, that's just cool when we're dating.
Bitch ordered a 42 margarita.
Right, no.
Let me get a 1942 margarita. Like,
no, that's cool when we're dating. That's cool when we're dating because I'm trying to get you. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Once we're in a relationship, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, what's up with you, boy?
Okay, so I have a question.
But we do it. We don't complain about it.
We definitely do it. I'm about to say, so I have a question.
But this is the time where we sit around and be like, why do we
why
and
it, do it? It,
and it, I guess the question is predicated on what we're talking about, but also what we were talking about before. Is appreciation the only thing in a relationship that should be reciprocal?
I don't think anything in a relationship should be reciprocal. I think everything should be done.
Not even appreciation?
Everything should be done independently.
How do you want to do it?
If it's reciprocal, that means you're only doing it until I don't do it no more. Then when I don't do it anymore, you stop doing it.
So
what it does is essentially it
now,
never.
Hold on, that's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about gift giving or anything of that nature that comes with appreciation. I'm talking about literally just the act of appreciation, the feeling of appreciation. Should appreciation? I think it should.
No, I don't think it should be reciprocal. I think it should exist.
The only thing.
I think it should just exist. I don't think it should be reciprocal because once again, if you only make me feel appreciated when you feel appreciated, that doesn't give me space to be human. That doesn't give me a space to not show up as my 100,000 complete self one day and not be made to feel appreciated anymore because I didn't make you feel appreciated. You have no idea what's going on with me. I am having a human day today, and I may not make you feel 1,000% appreciated today. So that mean I don't get to feel appreciated? Now that further compounds whatever issue I already have. That's my whole thing with reciprocation. It's bullshit. Because it's like Jenga. It's Jenga. If you pull the wrong fucking block, this shit is coming down.
Okay. Going back to the conversation that you said you had with Shorty. You were doing stuff and you saw that she wasn't appreciating it
because of the things she did.
Mm-hmm. It could be argued that she was just having a human moment.
No, not when it's a continued behavior.
Still human.
Right. And I'm telling you, hey, this doesn't work for me. I need you to stop doing mm-hmm. this. Now, if you appreciate me, then once you hear me say, hey, I don't like this. This keeps happening. This is one of my big no-nos. This is when I met you and I told you I don't communicate much, but I will tell you this up front. That was what I told you up front. And when it continues to happen, now I'm like, well, this bitch don't appreciate me. Got you. All right, let's slow down on these. Let's pull it back then, since you don't appreciate it. Because you clearly don't need this.
I like that.
The doggy dog world, bro.
I guess to wrap this up, the last question would be.
I remember what I was going to say, too.
What?
I saw this meme, and it was like, she was like, yo, I'm married. I've been married for years. I don't work. My husband takes care of everything. He has a job. I take care of the household, whatever, boom, boom, boom. As of recently, I've been making money online, I'm guessing, whatever that is, OnlyFans, whatever the fuck it is. My husband.
You just threw this woman on OnlyFans.
I mean, she didn't say she was selling a product. She said, I've been making money.
Online.
So I'm thinking.
This nigga just threw this bitch on OnlyFans.
I'm thinking, I mean, what else? If I had a product, I've been selling a product for my home that I made. No, that's not what it was. I've been, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
My husband found out I was making extra money. Mind you, they have shared account because she doesn't have a job. So obviously everything he makes, they share.
Yeah.
The money she was making from her side hustle, she had a separate account. And
yeah,
was saving the money. So when her husband found out, he wasn't mad that she was saving the money. He was mad because, which I totally agree, he was mad because what the fuck are you saving money for? If we're a partnership, we save together. If you're saving money on the side, you're preparing for the day that you leave me.
You know what? I'll say this. What I've learned in marriage, what I have learned so far in marriage is, I think Steve Harvey or somebody said this. In every relationship, you guys should have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You guys, as a whole, you guys should have about 6 different accounts. You guys have one account, a joint account, that you guys, you know, whatever you need to be spending money for the house and this, that, and the third goes into that account. Bills every month. Food, et cetera, et cetera. On top of that, you guys need to have a savings account that you guys put a certain amount into your savings. You have your house. You have your house savings. Side, you have your own checking. You have your own savings. And she should have her own checking and her own savings. So she has her bread. You have your bread. But then y'all have the bread that's going to take care of the house together. I believe that's... And again, it's been working so far. So, of course, everybody's situation is going to be different. However, they decide to handle stuff. When it comes to finances, I'm not checking for what she's doing like that much. And I guess
it's different though. It's different if your lady wasn't doing nothing.
No, I know.
And now she got 100 bands in the tuck.
Out of the blue. But that's what I'm saying.
She's not putting it towards that.
That's what I'm saying. I think the bigger conversation there should be not necessarily that she's saving up the bread. It's that you're doing this behind my back. Like,
yeah, that's the biggest thing. He's like, yo, it's not the fact that you're saving money. He's like, why do I have to find out you have a secret account? All my accounts are known to you because you don't make no money. But you do everything that, you know, you take care of the kids, take care of the house. That's a job in its own. That's a career on its
Absolutely.
Own. And I respect the shit out of that if you can do that. But at the same time, why this money that you have on the side that you didn't tell me about that I found out about some way. What are you preparing for? What are you building this equity? Why you have this money and you're not putting it into the household, you know? But where are you going with this money? Are you preparing to split up in case it ever fails? At least I have this bread that I've been making online.
It looks crazy.
It looks deceitful.
Sneaky. It's just sneaky as fuck.
I mean, but I also get it.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me not lie. Like, you know, in that aspect, I do understand a woman maybe wanting to feel like she has her own back. Should anything happen?
Yeah, don't. Empowered.
I get that.
But let me know.
Let me know. Let me know. At least split that in half. I don't know. Like, I would feel. I don't even. I would feel lied to, and I would feel deceived if I found out. Like,
yo, bro,
yo,
I'm making two. I say I'm making 200,000.
It doesn't matter how much I'm making. I'm making enough for everyone in here to live comfortably. You don't even want to try and act like you want to help.
Oh yeah, baby, it's 10 bands. I just, you know, well, you get 10 bands. All right, thank you. Well, keep that. That's for you, baby.
Because everything that come in this house, you know about.
And you get.
You see it.
Because if you didn't, well, look, I was gonna say if you didn't, you'd feel it, but clearly not.
You won't
with your fucking nest egg.
But that's the thing.
Your OnlyFans nest egg.
Let's say he loses his job and he comes back. He has no money, and now she's like, "You can't take care of the house." Well, I'm damn sure not gonna go on my shit and take care of this house. I'm out, but I have money to do that.
I got money to be out.
I didn't have, and that's what I'm saying. It's not wrong for you to save money with in another account, but if you're married,
yeah, bro,
this is something that has to be put
everything
to the
has
table.
To be on the up and up.
Because I'm sick, because you don't know that not man's life at work could be hell. He could be like, you know what? I'm only at this job so I can take care of my family. Meanwhile, you're making an extra 100K a month.
You could help lighten the load.
I could go to work and be like, you know what? I'm going to look for a different job because I want to actually work in what I want to work in. This man could be doing some shit and vice versa. Whoever it is, they could be working a job that they really hate. And there's something that they're really passionate about that is like, yo, if I had a good 2 months to just be like, I know I can get into that field.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know what it is, bro. But like, humanity is not always extended to men.
No, it's
from
not.
From all women.
Definitely not.
And I don't get it, bro. Like, it's so much shit I've heard like that. And then like, just like it's... And sometimes, more of the times than not, it'd be the women we love the most that see us the least human, if that makes sense. Like, I've heard women, I think, I don't know if, I don't remember if we talked about it on this podcast, but like, I remember shorty told me, she was like, oh, well, men don't think about, you know, love and relationships the same way.
I'm like, what? What do you mean?
Like, yeah, y'all don't care about, you know, y'all just be on a date and don't. I guess she was pretty much talking about like how invested women get into a relationship. You're like, you think we're any less invested? Are you nuts, bitch? like she was like, she said, what the fuck she said? She said, oh, well, men don't really, you know, men don't be on dates and like see themselves with women. Yo, how the fuck do we end up with y'all?
Bro, first of all, I've been in a situation where I'm like, yo, I think I'm gonna marry her.
Yep.
Off the rip. Off the, like, yo.
How many times have you been?
Breakity.
How many times have you started saying shorty name with your last name? Am I the only one that does that?
Nope.
Okay. Like, I'm giving you nicknames based on my name. Like, you feel me?
Come on now. Come on.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yo, I really do that. And sometimes it sounds good. And if, when you want it so bad, you be like, you just... If I say it enough times, it's gonna flow.
Like,
when I first heard fucking Google, I'm like, what the fuck is that? But I said it a billion times.
Yeah.
Google.
I'm like, TJ sound good. TJ got a little ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't think that? Like, you think we just sit here and we're like...
I'd be like, maybe she wanna keep her last name.
Oh, no.
You know, put the little dash.
You don't want
a
dash?
You gotta go.
It just depends.
He said, I gotta go.
I'll tell you that. It depends on who the hell it is.
No, gotta go. I don't care who it is. Gotta go.
Okay. So my question, I have this final question to wrap us up. And it's literally based off of what we were just talking about. I've often heard a lot of times, and I guess it's from people in relationships that aren't, I guess, fully matured in that area. The word obligation.
Oh yeah, what's up? I like it.
What are y'all thoughts on obligations in relationships?
You gotta adhere to them. You signed up for this. And sometimes I think people maybe get confused or like blur the lines between obligation and like rules.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but like if I'm your man, there's certain obligations of being your man that I gotta step up to. More step up to, because you mine. This is my obligation.
Okay,
so I have to oblige. Whatever it is, you had a bad day, I'm obliged to ask you about your. I don't want to talk to this bitch about that. Oh my god, she's gonna tell me about fucking Shannon at the fucking office for the third time.
Word. Okay, cool, babe. Yeah, mm-hmm. but when you really. In love, what you doing?
Fuck that bitch.
Shit. What happened, girl? Come home like, what happened?
I'll be like, come on, tell me everything.
Come on, tell me what happened.
What happened? I'll start rubbing the feet. What that bitch did?
No, she did not. And what you do?
And
that's my girl.
So your obligations, and that's the beautiful part when your obligations match your love. Because that's when they don't seem like obligations, but they really are. You know, they're just... You're in love and, you know, this is healthy and this is fulfilling. And it's like, yeah, this is my obligation.
Mm-hmm.
But I love my obligation. Like, you have an obligation to your daughter.
Yeah. That's fire.
Parenthood is not always fun, bro.
To love
it's not.
Your obligation is probably the most fire feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To love what you're supposed to do. Like, you got to do this. You're supposed to do this. I mean, you don't have, but you, to be a man, to be whatever it is, man, I love that shit. I'm obligated to come in here. I'm obligated to do that. And I love doing it. Like, that is the most fulfilling shit, especially in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I want to hear your, I want to hear your, about your bad days. I want to make them better.
I can't wait to rub your feet. I fucking hate feet.
Facts.
Hate them. They look
I don't
like,
hate feet.
They look like never, deformed hands.
I would never put a toe in my mouth, though. I'm good on that. You already did that. I know. Nigga, don't eat. Don't like his booty ate, but he'd suck on some corns.
Bunions, corns. But keep your tongue out my ass. like pops. Put a little hot sauce on it.
Oh, Lord.
It's crazy.
Hot
sauce on toes.
Toes don't be that bad.
What about you get in between that toe? And
no, that that's nuts. Got a nah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Got a that's crazy. Jam.
Now, oh, jam. Foot jam.
Yo. Imagine you over the toe like.
I'm going to tell you what fucked me up about the toe shit, and I had to stop. Because I felt like I was like deep throating the toe. Like, it's like when you first learn.
You had no gag reflex.
I'm fucking. Type of big toe bitch you think I'm sucking?
Size 10 foot.
Oh, oh. Had to tell my mom, oh, I said, this is enough. I did that oh. One time. I said, this is enough. This is enough.
She said,
oh my God, I wasn't ready for that.
Big toe in your mouth.
Oh God. Goodness big gracious.
Big toe in your mouth. Now you're moaning.
Yeah.
I think we pretty much get out of here.
Yeah, I think we can get out of here on that. All right,
what do you got going on?
Woo.
Safety and positivity. Stay safe out there.
Praise God.
Be blessed. And drink water.
Drink some water,
y'all. I think we need to get back to some healthy shit. Like, you know, niggas been working out. You know, legs is kind of strong.
That's a fact.
Don't skip leg day, fellas.
Please don't. Please don't.
Leg day is, my leg, I'm starting to see. When you ain't see it, fuck legs.
But when you start to when see you start your to see legs little, cutting up a little bit.
Somebody like, I was somewhere. I think I was like lap like a month ago. I just worked out with Zeus like the day before. And we did legs or some shit. And somebody's walking. You know, somebody try to, like you standing up, they sitting down. Somebody try to grab your leg. And somebody grabbed my leg and was like, yo.
What's
it was like, yo, your leg strong as shit. I was like.
I mean.
Get your freaky ass hand off me, boy.
I mean.
But it was like, the, you know, the. Yo,
I know.
The shit was just like. Fucking big leg from the six, nigga. What you talking about?
It's the big leg.
It's the big what?
Big leg.
My shit said, stop playing. Niggas gotta know. So don't skip leg there. Cause
yo. Oh my goodness.
Matt.
Man, you know, God is great. God is amazing. So I just wanna say that.
Which God? Ramadanian God or no, I gotta stop.
So it's all the same God.
Okay.
It's all the same God.
My God. Is an awesome God.
Whether you pray to God, no matter what you call him or her, like God is amazing. So first and foremost, I just want to say thank you, God. Praise God.
Oh, we got an engaged woman in the house.
Wow.
Oh.
If you like it, daddy.
Hold on. We got a mic. Hold on. G, come talk to us. We got one of the Oprah Rose gang in here freshly.
Gang.
Freshly out the paint. G, come talk to us, yo.
About to say that jersey hasn't even been put up in the rafters yet.
That ring.
What mic should you use? This one? It matter?
Hi, guys.
What up, Joe?
Hi.
I feel like I see you all the time now.
I know. I know all the time.
So how does it feel to be engaged? What is that feeling like?
How does it feel? The Rock?
Mm.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
No, like, you know, it's like a big responsibility.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not
as
a game.
A married man, a formerly married man, you know, y'all can understand. Right. But the weight is equal. You know, you understand, like, your role. Or what's to come. I think for me, because we kind of already had, like, you know, we have a daughter, we have, you know, we lived together at one point. I understood, like, the weight of the decision. But I think the finite part, like, you know, closing the deal, as you would say, is the thing that made you go, oh, shit, do I really want to do this for my life? I think I do, you know?
For that man to say this is the ankle length denim skirt I want for the rest of my life,
Jesus Christ,
it's fire.
Gotta let them know why you call me that though.
Oh, because G is G is Kojic. G is from the church.
Oh, from the
I might be from the church. G is from the church. And so if you know anything, especially growing
so
up,
so I gotta say the whole hallelujah.
Yeah, her grandmama slap shit out of you. Okay. You say hallelujah.
Okay.
My grandma don't even let a motherfucker spend a night together. Still. Closer to 40 than 30. 4-year-old daughter still was like, engaged. Still was like, I'm not sleeping in this
Gee, you go in there.
Yeah.
You sleep right here. Wow. Y'all see each other in the morning. Yeah, the recipes ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. So growing up in the church the way we did in our generation, women wasn't allowed to wear no pants. So on dress down nights, he wasn't walking in there in no jeans. All the girls would have like these ankle length denim skirts. And G from the Midwest, so like they heavy coaching.
Oh, yeah, it's different.
Like you might have got away with it growing up on Long Island. Like you might have got away with it in Brooklyn. You might have got away with it in Queens.
Not in the Midwest.
They stick. Those recipes slap for a reason.
But it's lost with me. We don't do that. I don't even go to church no more. So,
Oh Lord.
You know, God bless.
Stop saying that. I'm trying. Stop saying that.
And on that note,
stop saying that. I was just talking to your friend about. I was just talking to your friend yesterday about again going
to
church.
I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Yeah.
So I only go to church.
It's too close to Sunday for me to ask.
I'm about to say, listen.
My healthy
joint for you guys this week, go to church.
Yeah, because I keep telling you, plus ones.
I won't say that. Pray.
There we go.
I don't know where yet.
I don't know where you are right now.
It's getting very televangelical.
Just pray.
Right.
It only takes two people for a prayer.
That's all it takes?
Mm-hmm.
What Bible.
You and the Lord. That's it. The Lord.
I don't know what.
Hallelujah.
I like that.
It is clear. I'm clearly.
You didn't read that?
A waste here. A waste here.
That's the new.
Clearly, my job here isn't being jobbed because I don't know what Bible that came from.
The new chapter.
The new. Written by Lauren London.
Yeah, absolutely.
ATL. Okay.
Absolutely.
ATL. Yeah.
The new.
This new chapter. Yeah, no, I hate this. I hate everything about this.
This from the book where it say, if you want to go here, go to page 55. But if you want to go
here. It is a bunch of directions.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the way to the Lord? See, if you go down the street.
Look, I could take it on a long path, but that's
you make a left on Deuteronomy. Now, when you get over there, it's gonna be a nigga named Teddy. Teddy gonna tell you the rest of the way. Just trust Teddy.
And the tree is tall, but not too tall.
The burning one, though. When you get near the burning one, we're going to hell. Listen, y'all, don't listen to anything Ryan said about salvation.
About salvation.
I want y'all to go to church. Find a church. The Bible says, do not forsake the assembly. Please go to church.
Then the new chapter, the Bible said, it takes two to pray.
That's not the Bible, that's the Proud Family.
Jesus.
Please make sure, no matter what y'all do, make sure y'all listen to G, TT, DD on the Oprah Rose Show.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally.
You here for your podcast?
I love it.
I actually listen to y'all every week.
I love
it.
When I cook.
Is it good?
Is it?
Shut up.
Shut up.
Actually, y'all mentioned it on one show. Credit that you deserve as far as like being about.
Oh my God. It looks like that.
Let me. Cam just told. Can you speak to the mic? Put it to the mic.
Everybody give me. Everybody point their mic this way. So
I want to give flowers when they're due, but we see a lot of like negative rhetoric, a lot of negative like things floating around there, specifically as it pertains to like men and women and just this constant, you know, back and forth, who does what works for whom. But you guys do a really good job of kind of like putting out positive things and even like still, you know, having your own opinions, your own experiences. And that's not really like brought to the forefront. Because a lot of people prefer negativity. They prefer sound bites. They prefer, you know,
they want clickbait. They want
clickbait. So it's just refreshing to have like a consistent gentleman's point of view while still learning, while still growing, while progressing, experiencing.
Called them people Ramadan.
Mac did it, huh? You old.
All right.
Old practice.
We learn it. We learn it, right?
Don't call them people Ramadan.
Oh, Mac, right? It's Mac?
That is yeah. Islamic.
That's what I told you. Yes, that's what I told you it's called.
Wow.
Anyway. And now that we're talking, now that G said that, it reminds me. Sorry, Ryan. Everybody who was bothering me last week about what Mac said, suck my dick, okay? Let me tell y'all that now. Because what the fuck y'all not gonna do to me? I know the fucking kind of love I need. I said I need the fucking puzzle piece. That's who the fuck I am. I'm broken. I got a hole in me.
Oh, yeah. Everybody,
my fucking hole.
I'm about to say, hey.
Oh, Mac. Preach.
Niggas was cooking this nigga.
Motherfuckers don't even know us. They just fucking Indian motherfuckers.
Yo,
African
so
motherfuckers. I agree with the second speaker. His name's Mac, bitch. My name's Mouse. Suck my dick.
It was so
real.
Great because they
you heard?
I haven't seen people cook Mouse like that in a long time.
I want to be loved. I didn't even say nothing crazy. I thought y'all was gonna cook me over calling niggas Ramadanian.
Nah, they cooked that
niggas
nigga.
Niggas cook
so
me because I want to be loved like a puzzle piece. How dare you want to be loved like suck my dick.
Well,
right, we,
you heard?
We done? We back Jesus. To you now?
Nah, I got tight for a minute, my boy.
We back to the...
Now, it reminded me. I ain't gonna hold you. By Thursday, I was tight, bro. Like, I put this shit up on Monday. I was good. Tuesday, good. And I'm talking about they are cooking me. Mind you, this week, I was the only one that posted it. So, I'm seeing all the shares. Nigga, that shit got shared like 3,000 times.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And every single post, niggas is cooking me. I'm like, bro.
Listen, man, were they listening?
No, suck my dick, you heard? Like, stop playing with me.
I'm just getting emotional.
I'm just getting tight.
Suck my dick.
I'm getting tight, boy. Because by third, you know, Wednesday, I see niggas say crazy shit to me all day, every day. So I don't be paying no. You going to take a shot at me because of how I feel loved? I can't defend that.
But those people need love.
Nah, suck my dick, you heard? Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, on anyway, that note.
Make sure you listen to the Oprah Rose Show. Don't be throwing the Franks over there, but they be doing mad fun shit. What y'all talking about this week? This episode come out in 2 weeks. What y'all talking about this week?
That's a good question. It's giving evergreen.
It's giving evergreen.
I'm also the producer. I'm also the producer at the Oprah Rose Show. Yeah. These are my babies. I am Puff, and they are my biggie.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Maybe not my biggie. They are my, he died. Who are they? They are my total.
I was about to say
they're my total.
Okay. I thought you were gonna say Mace, but
they're my who?
I thought you was gonna be Mace. It's gonna say Mace, but I was gonna be like Puff still.
Nah,
Puff still
that's a tough sale.
Yeah,
that is a tough sale right there. But they're definitely, I'm Puff. I'm in the back.
You're not in the back if you Puff.
Can't just see.
Yo, I gotta stop disrespecting Puff like that. He be in the back.
He be in the video.
But it's a circle, so he do end up in the back at
Eventually,
he's here.
It starts in the front.
The camera is doing this.
Gotcha.
So technically, he's in the back. You know, niggas got the expensive camera.
I get this.
I get you. So he didn't move. The camera moved. Hold on, Shabba. Hey.
That was a word right there.
Hey. That's dangerous, Doc. That'll preach.
Sunday's approaching.
See, what happens is,
Lord.
If you stay in position, the camera will find you. That's real.
Her grandmother would love that message. Burn your socks.
Her grandmother would love that message.
While you sleep.
Okay? Because if you stay in your position, see, the camera will find you. See, the problem with Adam and Eve is
camera,
so
find
much.
Me. Listen, fuck out of here. Like, we not even.
See, that's why Bodega Baptist can't make it nowhere, because you got. That's fine, because when I go to heaven, I already told y'all, there's no plus
no,
ones.
No, I told you this.
Don't call my phone.
I told you.
I'm leaving my phone here.
I'm in a PA. Well, Ryan, please come to the gate, pearly gate.
Child, I was preaching. You just said, fuck
I'm like,
that.
Yo.
You are going to
I'm
hell, I'm
going to look through the gate like, yo. They be like, yo, I told you. It was just
nope, you going to hell, bud.
Your mouse. It might be a way in.
They're going to try to sneak
I know
mouse
Jay-Z
heaven,
says
like,
sneak out and meet me with a box of L's, but child, I'm not going nowhere. Once I'm in, because I already know.
First, I'm coming to the gate in a fire ass robe.
Crazy.
Like, oh,
robe.
They got. You ain't see the snack bar back there?
This is all hypothetical. Because if there's one person going to heaven here, it's definitely Mac. It's definitely Mac.
I've done my deuce.
Yo, you started at. You're just at zero. Nah, matter of fact, no. He did give his mom a kidney.
He did.
I don't know if that gets you in heaven.
It might.
Okay. No, because it's about to get dark.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm going to ask. Ryan, you can fight me if you get mad. It's fine. I'm not going to fight back.
Oh, my God.
You gave your mom your kidney. If she fucks up and goes to hell with your kidney, do you automatically got to go to kidney? You automatically got to go to hell?
I think my kidney rises to the top.
A kidney not that big of an organ.
That's what I'm saying. It just rises straight to the top.
It just goes. It got to go back. I think when you die, all your shit go back to its first owner.
Mm.
So when you go down there, it's like, oh, we can't take care of these holy parts. We got to bring it back up. Now I'm going to have two.
Bang, bang.
So when Adam went to heaven, he got his rib back?
Did he?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Guys Next Door. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Again, if you guys are listening, make sure that you subscribe.
Was the rib pulled? Was the rib pulled?
Wait a minute.
This is good. We already know who coming in after. They ain't here. We keep talking. No, that's a good fucking question.
Is the rib pulled?
Was Adam's rib pulled?
Was it pulled?
Make sure you like and subscribe.
Look, now you don't ever want to, see, but like if it was a Ramadanian thing, make sure you want to like talk about it.
But make it
sure
could be like a Ramadanian thing, because if it was pork, could have it.
Make sure you like really and subscribe.
Had to turn you really got to turn your plate down, because it's the pork.
Unless you want close friends.
All right, no. I got a question.
Unless you want close friends.
I got a question. It's Ramadan. It's sundown. The only thing in the house is pork rinds.
Yo, I'm out.
No, I want to know how real you are. Only thing in the house, pork rinds, nobody's around.
Bacon bits.
No. I don't know if they not, because I seen niggas eating during Ramadan. Y'all niggas on your close friends. I see y'all. Niggas eating. I said, nigga, it is. Sun is up. Mac, I'm just asking.
No, you know me.
Mac is good to stay hungry.
He swears he the White Ranger, son. He swears he's not even a green. He the White Ranger, you not gonna eat.
Going to heaven.
I think so, son. I think Mac is the only nigga that could. I think Mac is the only nigga that could charm God. Cause Mac's a piece of shit, but he's charming.
I appreciate.
He's
that.
He's charming.
I appreciate that.
I'll keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real with him, with the homie upstairs.
Yeah, now, I think Mac could charm God. I think Mac could be, God would be like, you did so well. If Peter was like, God, how we let him in? I don't know.
Make sure you like and subscribe on all of the platforms that you listen to your podcasts. If it is Apple Podcasts, make sure you give us 5 stars, please.
Because
we're children. As you see, we need validation. Please, absolutely make sure you go to our YouTube, youtube.com/guysnextdoorpodcast.
If anything's not up there, bother Matt.
We probably have like 20 episodes to post up there.
Thanks, guys.
Yo, and I just looked at the crack right here. Need a little lotion. So if you're listening right now, look at the crack right here in between. And if you need some lotion, no, get it done good. Because God is good all the time. He don't want you to have the ash.
You're a mother.
Okay. All right.
You're a mother.
Listen, and guys, make sure you guys go put some snaps on the petrol. Go to patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Make sure you guys come get your keys today. And listen, we appreciate y'all. If y'all have any questions, if y'all want to chime in on our conversation.
Join in on our Ramadanian
conversation. Oh. You guys canceled. Can either go to our YouTube, go to our Instagram or
week.
Our YouTube at Guys Next Door Pod, or hit us up at Guys Next Door 123.
All this episode has been
@gmail.com.
Just staying focused. This has been a mess. This has been an episode. Just
niggas got bad websites.
Again, y'all, we appreciate y'all. We truly do.
Y'all asked us three back together.
And now we
fucking
is.
Got it. So
you asked for this. We know how to act when there's two of us. Three of us is unpredictability.
Lord.
Oh, shout out Acash. Shout out Acash.
Shout out the family. But yeah. We out. Peace.
I'm watching y'all.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.